Don't forget, coming up live from Roosters Bar and Grill, middle of the day show, 11 to 2, Big Al Jerkins, Coach Pat Jones, Bill Haston of the Tulsa World, Sports Animal, thanks Love Bottling Company for keeping all of the animals hydrated in studio. Be sure to look for Love Water and Crunk when you're at your area Reese's stores. We now go to the phone and visit with a special guest, former Tulsa Oilers hockey coach, in fact, a 400-goal scorer in his National Hockey League career, Gary the Iron Man Unger is with us. Gary, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, John. How are you?
Doing very well, doing very well. Hey, before we get into talk about some of your hockey exploits, what do you predict will happen tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, in a place you once played, Joe Louis Arena, Detroit takes on Pittsburgh?
Well, you know what? When you get down to Game 7, this playoffs, there's really been a home ice advantage. The teams have won a lot of games on home ice. Because you get the last change, Detroit's been able to put players out against Crosby and Malkin and, you know, get the guys they want, get the matchups they want, because they get the last change, the home ice does. So, but I think in a seven-game, everybody's hyped up. Obviously, the crowd is going to be with Detroit. If Pittsburgh can score first and maybe take the crowd out of it a little bit, but I think all the players are so hyped up that I don't think the seventh game advantage is going to mean anything on home ice.
This is the fourth time in the last 7 years the Stanley Cup Final goes to a Game 7. Over the course of your career, was it as noticeable as it is now in terms of home ice throughout playoff series?
Well, it was. That's why you want to end up, you know, higher in the standings and get that home ice. There's really electricity when you have your home fans behind you, and it's a familiar rink that you've been playing in all year. And normally when you look at teams' records, they've got more wins at home than they do on the road. So, but when you got a team like Detroit who's got the depth that they have, I mean, they don't have very many weak spots. In fact, they have no weak spots at all. You've got the youth of Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to be so excited. I think I actually played on the 1983 team with the Edmonton Oilers with Wayne Gretzky when we got beat out by the Islanders that first year before they won the Cup in '84. And just the inexperience and the young guys didn't realize how much effort it took to win the Stanley Cup, and I think Pittsburgh now realizes that. So I think Detroit's going to have their hands full, but it all depends on little turns in the game. Like I say, first goal, how the game goes at the start of the game, and that type of thing.
Visiting with former NHL veteran Gary Unger, former Tulsa Oilers hockey coach. For those who aren't hockey fans, why watch tonight, Gary?
Oh, man, this is the time that hockey's great. I mean, the one thing about hockey is that there's action all the time. These playoffs have been unbelievable with teams like Chicago, the young team of Chicago Blackhawks. You know, Detroit is so deep, Pittsburgh with Washington. It's an exciting game. In hockey, you've got stop time, so you've got 20 minutes of full hockey playing. The intensity is so high, the hits are so high, and the stakes are so high, so it's a fun game to watch.
Gary Unger, you last played in 87-88 in the BHL. Previous to that, your final NHL season, you mentioned 82-83 with the Edmonton Oilers. What's changed, and what do you make of the state of the game today?
Well, you know, I think the game's got faster, and the knowledge about the game, the equipment has got lighter, the goaltender's equipment has got better, the goalies are play a little different style. They don't go down as much. Nutrition, the personal trainers that they have, all the dressing rooms are all filled with, you know, bicycles and weight rooms, and you know, you're riding bikes in between periods after the game. You're getting the lactic acid out of your system. You just played a hard, you know, 60 minutes of hockey, and you're in the gym riding the bike. All these different mentality things have changed. We weren't even allowed to drink water when we played. You know, that's a simple little thing, but, you know, the knowledge of the game has changed.
How do people outside the media, outside of major markets with NHL teams, get involved in this sport? So what needs to happen to grow this sport to areas where maybe it's not reached yet in the United States?
You know, I think the media coverage is getting better. ESPN was covering it before, and I think they're talking about maybe going back to ESPN a little bit because they haven't been covering a lot of hockey. But I think the game when we used to play it, the television coverage wasn't as in depth as it is now, and I think it's a lot better game on television than it used to be. But with hockey, it's a game where if you can get down to the rink, watch the game in the arena. There's a lot of things that are going on in the game that the cameras can't cover. And once you get hooked on the game in the building, you're going to start watching it. The one thing that I would do, and I was a little bit of a radical when I played, but you know, in Canada, it's not a big deal when you to sell the game, you know, in the playoffs. But in the States, you've got people that are watching the game now because it's the playoffs. And you've got this tradition, and I was part of it as well, but they got this tradition of guys growing beards during the playoffs. They don't want to shave. They don't want to do anything until they win the cup. But I think that is a bad sign for people that don't know the game, because they think a lot about fighting and all this stuff about violence in hockey. And they look at the playoffs and they see these guys that look like lumberjacks, and they say, yeah, see, there are a bunch of lumberjacks out there. So there's a lot of good-looking guys that are playing, and I think the NHL should step in and say, for media purposes, let's get these guys cleaned up, and when we interview them, they look like normal people.
Gary, can you convince my stepfather fighting is necessary in the NHL?
Probably not. Where is he from?
He's originally from St. Louis. He's not a hockey fan, though.
Not a hockey fan. Well, most hockey fans don't understand the side of hockey where the guys kind of monitor themselves. Like, if you've got a little guy that's running around out there whacking guys with a stick, you're playing at a 40-mile-an-hour pace. You're carrying a stick with you. And if you don't handle that properly, or there's no rules about not being able to do that, then what's going to happen is he can get away with anything he wants. But if you know that if you whack somebody with a stick or you hit somebody, you know, get a dirty shot in somewhere, that you're going to have to back that up by somebody coming in and fighting you, then I think it takes some of that aggressiveness away from the game, and the guys kind of discipline themselves. So you play the game at a hard pace. You could go to a game and there could be 10 fights in one game. It might be the first game you go to, and you might go to 30 games after that, and you might never see a fight. So I think you have to understand the mentality of guys kind of keeping the stick work and the dirty hits and all that stuff under control by having to back it up by being able to fight.
Visiting with Gary Unger, native of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, now resides in Tulsa, former CHL Tulsa Oilers head coach. Gary, second longest consecutive game streak in NHL history, 914 consecutive. You know the guy that's in front of you?
Yeah, it's Doug Jarvis. He's actually a friend of mine. He played for the Montreal Canadiens. I actually, in my 915th game, I was with, I got traded from St. Louis to Atlanta, and I got benched in that game.
Maybe not your fondest opponent to play against, but one maybe that you feared to go on the ice in the NHL against the most.
Well, I think the best player that I ever played against, and I broke in at the same time he did, so we were kind of the same age, was Bobby Orr.
Mm-hmm.
And Boston had a small little rink. They had big guys. They wore black uniforms, and they looked like they were giants. And I was actually in the game. Pat Quinn, who is now coaching in Edmonton and has coached around the league quite a bit, was playing in Toronto, and he hit Bobby Orr. Bobby Orr was their golden boy, and he hit Bobby Orr with a hip check, and Bobby Orr flipped up in the air, and by the time he hit the ground, talk about fights, both benches cleared. They've cleaned up a lot of the fighting since I started, because when you're on the ice with 20 guys fighting and three referees are standing back and watching, it was a little bit scary. But Boston was always really very tough to go into.
Gary, besides the CHL championship that you led the Oilers to in 1993 as the head coach of the Tulsa franchise, fondest memory of being behind the bench with the Oilers?
Tulsa is one of the places that I've been even the longest. As long as I was in St. Louis, I was in Tulsa. My family has stayed here. I brought a lot of players that are still living here that met girls down here and are married here, and I have a lot of friends in town. I think just the idea of being involved with Tulsa being able to have a competitive team every year. We had, you know, we pretty well filled the building, and we had a lot of hockey fans. When you went around on the streets, everybody knew about hockey. And I noticed that's missing a little bit now. I'm now coaching up in Alberta, Canada. I coach at the Banff Hockey Academy in Alberta, Canada, which is outside of Calgary in the Banff National Park. And, you know, Tulsa's been such a great hockey town for years and years. The CHL has been around for years and years, and I hate to see the direction that the Tulsa Oilers are going right now. But hopefully with Taylor Hall, you know, as the general manager, he's a good friend of mine. Maybe they can pull it back, but someday maybe I'll get a chance to come back to Tulsa and coach.